This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
I want to show you something here about using the name of Jesus. Mark 16, verse 15 through 17. Mark 16, verse 15 to 17 reads as follows. And he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? The Great Commission tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs shall follow the believer, that in my name, verse 17, that in my name shall they. Jesus said, in his name, we shall do these great exploits. Now, if you're a Christian and you let the devil talk you out of the fact, or you don't read and study your word so you know that you have a right to use the name of Jesus, then that's going to hinder your faith because you won't be able to do as much for God. And as you walk by faith and you do things for God, you know what happens? The ability of God comes upon you and your faith grows. When God tells you to do something and you go out and you obey it by faith and it turns out to be just as he told you to be, you know, that builds your faith. That's a faith victory. That's an experience in faith that you say, wow, man, God, I did that and it really worked. God is real. Gosh, that builds your faith. And more faith makes you bolder. And as you get bolder, you step out and you do even more for God. As you get more faith, you know, you walk less by the circumstances. As you get more faith, you look out, and when God tells you go do something, you're convinced it's going to be just like he said, and you just walk out there, and you just go right to it and do it. God says minister to somebody, you don't stop and say, well, maybe this is not God. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I don't want to do that. You know how you did when you first got started in this? Scared, nervous, and some of us still do it. God says witness to that person there next to you in the grocery store line. Not to make a big scene, but just to witness. Maybe invite them to church. Maybe just say something nice to them. As an opportunity, opening up opportunity to minister. But you're like, no, I don't want to do that. This is a grocery store. I mean, this is, I'm not going to do anything like this. We're at the gas station. I'm not going to do anything like that. We're in Walmart or Kmart or in JCPenney's or Hudson's or Saks or, oh, I'm surely not going to do anything like that in Burdine's or I'm not going to do anything like that. But you know what? As you build your faith, as you realize you have authority in the name of Jesus, as you realize you go out and use that name and you have faith victories, you get bold enough that if God tells you to do it, you don't worry about what's happening, what the results are. You just do it. That's walking by faith, not by sight. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like or whatever. All I know is God said, do it. I'm stepping out. Bang. And you know what? If God can use you, God will use you more. If he can't use you, he can't use you at all. And who decides whether God uses you or not? It's you. Will you be strong in faith? Will you realize that I have authority in the name of Jesus because I'm a child of the living God? And these signs, I expect them to follow me. I expect that when I go out and I lead people to the Lord and I witness to people, I expect signs to follow me. When people believe, I expect that in the name of Jesus, I'll cast out devils if need be and God direct me that way. I expect that I was speaking new tongues. I expect that if something did try to harm me, I drank some poison or a serpent were to bite me, that it would not hurt me. I expect these things because the word of God says these signs shall follow the believer. And my question is, do I believe? And yes, I do believe. And you have to ask yourself, do you believe? If you believe, get bold for God. If you believe, realize the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. You're not under the circumstances of this life, but you are above the circumstances. Circumstances don't control you. You control circumstances. Through your faith and through knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, you can shape your life. And circumstances do not have to shape you. With the ability of God and the power of God and the wisdom of God, you can create whatever type of life God has called you to create. A life of success, a life of prosperity, a life of everything that you desire. All those things are so strong in your heart that you want. Oh, I want to do this, and I want to be like this, and I want to be like that. According to the will of God, you can have those things if you'll do what it takes. If you'll keep your faith strong. If you realize the authority and the power you have in the name of Jesus. Satan wants the church to think that we don't have any power in the name of Jesus. We're just floating through life, and our whole call is just to be Christians who are just old sinners saved by grace and just letting things happen to us. And the thing that makes us different from the world is that we bear them up so well, because Christians have broad shoulders and they can carry all types of burdens. That's not the God I know about. The one that says, come unto me, for my burden is light, my yoke is easy. Come unto me, and I will give you freedom. Come unto me, and I will give you liberty. That's the testimony that I have. That in God, there's liberty. Not a bondage of sin, spiritual death and sickness, but liberty in Christ Jesus. But then again, you got to know that you have the authority to use the name of Jesus and how to use that name.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The one that says, come unto me, for my burden is light, my yoke is easy. Come unto me, and I will give you freedom. Come unto me, and I will give you liberty. That's the testimony that I have, that in God, there's liberty. Not a bondage of sin, spiritual death and sickness, but liberty in Christ Jesus. But then again, you got to know that you have the authority to use the name of Jesus and how to use that name. Now in John 16, chapter 23 and 24, John 16, 23 and 24, it reads, whatsoever you shall ask the Father, this is Jesus speaking, that he says, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name. Realize you've got a right to use the name of Jesus. He said that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, not whatever you shall ask the Father, period, but whatever you should ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. This is Jesus packing up and going up to heaven and getting finished with his earthly duty. And he's going up and he's telling disciples, he said, look, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. But I'm about to go up and be with the Father. You ask in my name and he'll give it you, that your joy may be full. You mean to tell me Jesus doesn't want us carrying burdens around and moping and carrying these heavy spirits and all upset in life? He wants us to have joy. He says right here, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Then he says right here, he says that ask these things hitherto. You've had and asked before, but ask now in the name of the Father and he'll give it to you. I mean, ask in my name, ask the Father and he'll give it to you, that your joy may be full. You know, if your joy is full, you are joyful. Joyful, full of joy. It's a lot of Christians aren't full of joy. We have to ask ourselves, was I full of joy this week? I mean, was I just overflowing in jubilation, like we sang in a song? Just heartfelt jubilation. Full of joy in God. Happy to be saved. Happy to be a Christian. Happy to have air to breathe. Was I just full of joy in the Lord? If you weren't full of joy and you weren't joyful, then your strength was weak this week. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you realize who you are in Christ Jesus, and you realize you have authority to use his name, then your joy can be full. Point number four, again, is that of the six enemies to faith is a failure to understand your right to use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus has authority and power today, and the name belongs to us, to be used for our purposes. Now let's move on to point five. Point five is a failure to act upon the word. Uh-oh. Look out. How many of us know the word, know better, but still don't act on it? How many of us know that you should regularly study the word to build yourself and to renew your mind and to make yourself strong in faith? How many of us know that? How many of us know that prayer is good and that prayer is a powerhouse? People who pray are full of spiritual power. People who read the word and take in the anointing of the word are full of power. People who spend time meditating the word and getting it into them are full of power. People who come to church on a regular basis at a good church where they can learn the word of God become full of power. People who are doers of the word and not hearers only are full of power. We know that, don't we? But how many of us are short-circuited in our power? Because we won't do those things we know to do. How many of us, our biggest enemy to faith is the fact that we fail to act on the word? We know it, but we won't do it. We know the word of God says, tithe, bring your tithe and your offerings into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. The Lord says, look, the world is not out there giving money to my church. The money for the church comes from within the church most of the time. And if the believers in the church won't pay to keep the church going, they won't give unto God, they won't bring their tithes and their offerings into the storehouse that there might be meat in his house, then how in the world is God going to have any meat in his house? How is God going to have anything in his house to keep the ministry going if no one is going to bring in the tithes and the offerings? Because it's like the word says, the world is not interested in supporting the church. And the church, it's sad to say, but we live in a society where money does make things go round. So we don't like to say it, but you just give your paycheck away every time the man gives it to you and says you don't need this, and you get a revelation real quick that in America, money does make things happen. And the world is not financing the church. Now, again, we're covering six enemies to faith. We're covering six enemies to faith. A quick review was the first enemy to faith is going to be a failure to understand what it means to be a new creature in Christ. The second enemy is a failure to understand your place. You're a child of the living God. The third enemy is a failure to understand that you're righteous, not in your own righteousness, but we are righteousness is imputed through us by what Jesus did. The fourth one was a failure to understand our right to use the name of Jesus. We have authority to use that name. And the fifth one, which we're on now, is a failure to act upon the word. The word of God is so real, it's so powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, it's alive.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter.